Hi, dictation for Raylan Gordon, R-A-Y-L-A-N-D, G-O-R-D-O-N. Date of birth is 10-26-83. Date of accident 3-4-2021. Date of service is 3-24-2022. Mr. Raylan Gordon is complaining of severe pain in both the shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10. And range of motion of both the shoulders is 110 degrees of abduction, beyond which he reports pain. Pain level is reported to be 10. No radiation to the arms or legs is reported from the neck and the lower back. Patient reports 0% relief, and he reports that he was a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit on a side-to-side impact. The impact caused him severe headaches along with symptoms of loss of equilibrium, but no other symptoms were reported initially. Now he does report headaches along with difficulty sleeping, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety. But there is no history of loss of memory or vision problems, blackout, seizures, or any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in both shoulders and neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and stiffness in the shoulders, neck, and lower back. No difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same. He also reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129/91. Pulse is 78 and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3/14/2022, dictation number 0314-099. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 mg at night, flexible 10 mg at night, lidocaine gel 5%, and then for pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one daily, 30 tablets for 30 days. Maps have been reviewed, the labs have been ordered and reviewed. New toxicology study has been ordered. Patient is found to be compliant. Physical therapy will continue for the neck, mid-back, lower back, 2 times per week with chest pain, all which has been complained as well as sacroiliitis. And hopefully it will help. In addition, patient report is disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation help. An MRI of the complete spine is being ordered without contrast to identify the trauma. Patient has been advised that he will benefit from injection to the sacroiliac joint since both of the joints are tender for diagnostic therapeutic reason, as well as injection to the rotator cuff muscles on both sides. His MRI for the shoulder has been reviewed at length. He is found to have a rotator cuff involvement on the right and AC joint involvement on the right. And in the left shoulder, there is a fluid in the shoulder joint. And he has been advised that physical therapy will help, and as well as some. Now, his MRI is ordered because he is talking about severe pain throughout, while his previous MRI was found to be completely negative at affiliated diagnostics. I'm trying to order this MRI through the M1 imaging as a forensic MRI so that one can find a result.